The North Division is the interesting one for us because it's kind of a wild card this year. They've done some realignments. Squalicum and Ferndale out of the Northwest Conference are coming down to Wesco for football only.
Okay.
So we've got some unknowns there, but Squalicum won the Northwest Division or Northwest Conference last year for the first time in school history, and they've won 20 games over the last 2 years, so they're always a team you have to look out for. They've got some returning players. Ben Peterson was an all-league wide receiver and defensive backup there. They bring back a couple of really strong linebackers in Jake Burns and Jack Wendling, and their quarterback, Garrett Sorensen, threw 22 touchdowns last year. Not a real big team, so it'll be interesting to see what they look like playing against the teams in Wesco, but they've certainly got some talent. And Ferndale's always a tough team to gauge and to train for. And I know that we had a chance to watch them play one of our 3A teams, Marysville Pilchuck, in a playoff game last year, and Ferndale beat them pretty handily. So we know that what Ferndale's capable of, a little bit of a rebuild for them on the offensive line and the defensive line this year, but they've got a lot of team speed. And they're an interesting one. And then the teams returning from Wesco that were already in the league, the team that really jumps out at you on paper is Oak Harbor. And one of the main reasons they jump out is because of a gentleman by the name of Princeton Lawler, a 6'1", 240-pound running back.
Wow.
Just a load. he'll run you over, and they like to pound the ball in, and they like to run it with him. So he's going to see plenty of action. He has an all-league offensive lineman in Sam Zook who returns. DeAndre Bellamy was a second-team all-leaguer last year on the offensive line. And Weston Whitefoot, another young player, should be back there this year. So he's got plenty of help up front. Not that he really needs a lot of it at 240 and with his skills, but it certainly doesn't hurt. So Oak Harbor's another team that I think could give people some fits. And they're going to play a physical brand of football. They're going to run the wing tee, and they're going to try to make you stop it. So let's see what they can do this year.